So friends, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I urge you to say this prayer right now. There's not much time, okay? You need to ask Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. That means to repent of them. Humble yourself before the Lord. And confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And make Him, confess Him as your Lord and Savior, and you will be saved. It's as easy as that, but it costs Jesus a very painful death on the cross. He died on the cross for your sins. Now, once you make that commitment to follow Him, you'll be filled with the Spirit, and you'll be changed. He'll give you His Holy Spirit, and you'll be changed on the inside. And you'll have peace and love and all that is good growing inside of you. Now, friends, if you do know Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior, I hope this video has encouraged you. You're not going crazy. The Bible is changing. God is in control. He's sovereign. He's allowing this to happen to fulfill His purposes. But I pray that you'll be strong. You'll be courageous. That you will not fear or be dismayed with everything that's going on. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Hi, this is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry sharing 15 minutes of The Final Call, a new development in Bible teachings. Cephas Ministry is a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. It is a family foundation since 1992. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. It is just a small group of ministries that came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the country. Why then? It was the beginning of the final apostasy. The church was infiltrated with false teachings. Not only that, in back rooms, pastors come together discussing future trends and how to go about getting their congregations ready for what was to come. Today it has become a reality, and it is far worse than we ever imagined. Not only that, since 2012, ministries have come under attack. Pope Francis, Obama, and Hillary tell us that we have to give up our faith and become part of the Catholics. That's the Pope behind this announcement. Preachers are not going to be telling their congregations that they have been handed over to the Catholic Church. Pope Francis admits that he is changing the church. He's inviting all denominations, all faith, all people of different sexual orientations, various types of marriages, and atheists to become one big happy family. He says that all people will go to heaven. It doesn't take Jesus to go to heaven, according to him. The latest statement from the Pope was about atonement. He said that global warming is a sin. By recycling and carpooling, one can receive atonement from sin. Last week, I discussed how we got to the New World Church. Pope Francis, Obama, and Hillary are offering. It is mandatory that we must join according to their rhetoric. Last week, I shared that I had visited Gloria Copeland's healing school to learn how to heal. She invited us to come upstage and share our healings through their ministry with the audience of 7,000. I had my Bible and I told people what I knew about Mormonism and that Mormons have a different Jesus and a God who has a body. Mormons use the King James Version Bible, but three other books that are considered just as important as the Bible and considered to be part of their Bible. People came forward and said they had been harassed by Mormons on their jobs to join the LDS Church. They were relieved to hear the truth. Gloria Copeland was sitting in front of me on the front row, looking real pretty. I suddenly somehow felt levitated off the stage and landing at her feet after I had shared my testimony. She was all upset. She said, "What made you think that my husband had anything to do with getting you to leave the Mormon church?" She said, "We love everybody, including the Mormon members. It could not have been my husband who got you out of that church." Gloria told me to come back on stage and put me under the power that night, and I could feel electricity like sparks. I went to get up, and she wouldn't let me get back up. She said, "You are in trouble, and I have to give you an extra dose." That she did. I had an accident that night trying to get back to the motel. I fell and broke my foot, and I was 1,000 miles away from home and alone. I had rented a car and planned to fly back early next morning. It was close to midnight, and the pain got so bad that I went back to Ken Copeland's meeting that lasted till 2 and 3 in the morning, hoping to get a real healing. A woman came up to me and prayed over my foot and no healing. She claimed that I didn't have enough faith. Praise the Lord, there were people in the meeting who had a heart and carried me back to my rented car. Since I couldn't walk at that point, the pain kept increasing. I got the car returned and somehow managed to, with my suitcases, to get into the airport at the wrong end in Fort Worth, Texas. Since it was the middle of the night, they kept closing down parts to clean, and I had to make my way on foot to the other end, and it took till 6 o'clock in the morning when the flight was to leave. My husband had been notified and met me with a wheelchair in Denver. When God teaches, the lessons are painful, so they stick with you. That one I will never forget. That wasn't the end of the story either. I was attending Marilyn Hickey's Happy Church in Denver at the time. My leg was in a cast and with the toes hanging out. Marilyn preached that she was going to heal people's feet. I could feel tingling in my foot. She asked us, "Come up front." I jumped up thinking that I had been healed, and once again, a very painful event since my foot was not healed, and she wanted us to come up front. I found out then what people do when they claim that they have had a healing and come forward. They stand the pain and go forward not to embarrass the preacher. Marilyn was part of the charismatic group at Oral Roberts Conference. She asked all the visitors if they wanted to speak in tongues. Everybody got up, and she told us to roll our tongues and start babbling, and we would automatically begin speaking in tongues. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Ken Copeland was a pilot and flew Oral Roberts' plane. Oral Roberts drew large crowds and laid hands on everybody he could. He would get so worn out that he told Ken Copeland to take over and lay hands on the rest. That is how Ken Copeland partnered in ministry. Ken Copeland was a student of Kenneth Hagin. Mormons do not have preachers for members like myself, and it was like a sheep in a sand dune. I was spiritually starving, and I shared that with a Mormon friend, and she suggested Ken Copeland 12 years before I was set free. I faithfully listened to Copeland's sermons. He shared how he got started. Copeland said he listened to Kenneth Hagin till he became Kenneth Hagin, literally. He memorized his sermons, and the first time he publicly preached, Kenneth Hagin was sitting there in front of him. Scared to death, Ken preached a sermon, and Kenneth Hagin was delighted. Kenneth Hagin wrote a whole number of books, and one I remember was about how to make $30 million with Bible Principles. The information was in back of the book Marilyn bookstore was stacked with his books. Copeland's emphasis was that we create our own reality by what we speak, like God spoke everything into existence, and that's what they imitate. Every word has power to work for us in the positive or negative, depending on how we use the words. Imagine having to examine every word before it is spoken. It must work. Ken Copeland told his congregation that he is a billionaire. I attended Marilyn Hickey's Happy Church in Denver for a couple of years. The reason I brought the previous experiences forward is to share that I personally experienced what is going on in churches from the get-go. It didn't end with Marilyn Hickey. I went back to my roots, to the Lutherans, and realized why that was a problem to begin with. There were too many different Lutheran organizations. That tied into Joseph Smith Jr., who claimed he didn't know which one was true. He had a lot of organizations going in 1840s, and there was a lot of confusion, and God told him to start over with a new church. We all know that was the lie that developed into a worldwide organization of 10 million plus, 50,000 plus missionaries worldwide supported financially by their parents, and 50,000 plus temples supposedly for Jesus when he comes back to the United States instead of Israel. The church's worth was $30 billion in 1992. I came to the realization eventually that I had to come out of the whole world system. Every church I attended had subliminal messages to bring their people to today's godless time. Time's up, and the broadcast will be available to download at www.cephas-radio.com. Tell your friends about us. You are invited to subscribe to our free monthly, very comprehensive newsletter that includes Israel at www.go-cephas.com. www.go-cephas.com. For your information, it would be a good idea to visit www.final-call.us. Thank you for listening. God bless you and your family. Till next week. Shalom, Rita Williams.